And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
She was weeping at the temple. Her hope was nearly gone. Fervently she prayed for a child so very long. Needing an answer, a vow she had made, that if a son God would give her, she would give him back one day. The Lord remembered Hannah and blessed her with a boy. Samuel was the focus of his mother's pride and joy. The prayers she prayed were not in vain. Things were together for her good. She kept the vow she made to God, just like she said she would. Faithful God that blesses me with gifts of love and family, abundant grace and tender mercy warms my soul and covers me. The King of the Jews. She could not understand why she was the one, but her heart was overjoyed, for she knew he was God's son. All of us as Christians face some trying times, searching for direction, but no answer we can find. So we place our needs in the hands of the one who hears his child, and resting in the promise that the Lord will be our guide. Faithful God that blesses me with gifts of
That's such a beautiful song with a great message in it. Nathan and Tanya Horton singing, they actually wrote that song after going through a very, very, very trying time. Some physical problems and emotional issues due to the loss of two children. And a great song. It's called Faithful God. Well, hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be around with you for a little while, and I want to thank you for taking your time to tune in to It's Gospel Time. I greatly appreciate it. Hope you'll tell a friend, tell a neighbor, let them know about It's Gospel Time, and ask them to tune in also. Would ask you to please be praying for us. And if you have a prayer list on your personal prayer list, put our names on it, would you? Roger and Diane Boone, we'd appreciate that. And if you have one at church, well, we always need prayer. When you get our age, then there's always things falling apart, has to be repaired, and I may be facing some shoulder surgery. I've already had three shoulder surgeries over the years, and I talked to the shoulder doctor just today, actually, and the day I record this program, and maybe fixing to have some more shoulder surgery. We're going to put it off as long as we can. And just all the time something, but your prayers and God's grace is what gets us through. So thank you for that. I do have a very special request to prayer. There's a young man in our church. He's 18 years old, and his name is Christian Adkins. He was premature at 26 weeks, weighed 2 pounds, 11 ounces, and he's got cerebral palsy. He's quadriplegic. He has vision impairment. He's legally blind, has epilepsy. He has a restrictive airway disease. He has gastroreflux disease, and he has chronic eye infections. He is confined to a wheelchair, and he is totally dependent on all aspects of everyday living with care provided by his parents and other family caregivers. And he needs a bathroom in their house, the level of the house where you come into the house. It's easy to get him into that level, but to get to the bathroom, there's seven steps to get up to the bathroom. And when he was a little fella, his mom, she's now 50 years old, but she was 31 when he was born, but it was pretty easy to get him up and down. But now, since he's 18, weighs about 95 pounds, it's not as easy to get him out of the chair or to take him up. And Medicaid, the Department of Social Services, all the government agencies have refused to help put a bathroom in for him. So I believe God's going to take care of that through people like you. We've had listeners send money already, and you can do that. We'd love to have your help. If 120 people sent $100, then that would cover the cost, because it's going to cost around $12,000 to put the bathroom in. And that seems like an astronomical number for a bathroom, but it is necessary, and it has to be handicap accessible or certain codes you have to meet in the area where we live. And your help would be appreciated, and you can make checks payable to me, and I'll cash them and give the money to the church treasurer, because it's been funded through the church. Our church is not doing it, but they're handling the money, so the money will be paid directly to the contractors and to the things that has to be done. And my address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And if you would rather write it to church, then give me a call, 828-778-3350, 828-778-3350, or you can write it to Cedar Hill, FWB, and then just simply mail that. Cedar Hill, two words, Cedar Hill, F like Frank, W like William, B like boy, and mail that. So any amount you can give, greatly, greatly appreciated. All right, well, let me encourage you to be found faithful to good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-preaching, Bible-practicing church. And I prefer and use the old authorized King James Bible, so I would encourage you to find you a good King James Bible church. But let's go ahead today, look into the book of Nehemiah chapter 5. Nehemiah chapter 5, and we'll pick up reading in verse 10, finish out this chapter. Alexander Scobie's reading from the King James Version of the Bible.
I likewise, and my brethren, and my servants, might exact of them money and corn. I pray you, let us leave off this usury. Restore, I pray you, to them, even this day, their lands, their vineyards, their olive yards, and their houses. Also, the hundredth part of the money, and of the corn, the wine, and the oil, that ye exact of them. Then said they, We will restore them, and will require nothing of them. So will we do as thou sayest. Then I called the priests, and took an oath of them, that they should do according to this promise. Also I shook my lap, and said, So God shake out every man from his house and from his labor that performeth not this promise. Even thus be he shaken out and emptied. And all the congregation said, Amen, and praised the Lord. And the people did according to this promise. Moreover, from the time that I was appointed to be their governor in the land of Judah, from the 20th year even unto the 32nd year of Artaxerxes the king, that is 12 years, I and my brethren have not eaten the bread of the governor. But the former governors that had been before me were chargeable unto the people, and had taken of them bread and wine, beside 40 shekels of silver. Yea, even their servants bear rule over the people. But so did not I, because of the fear of God. Yea, also I continued in the work of this wall, neither bought we any land, and all my servants were gathered thither unto the work. Moreover, there were at my table 150 of the Jews and rulers, beside those that came unto us from among the heathen that are about us. Now that which was prepared for me daily was 1 ox and 6 choice sheep. Also fowls were prepared for me, and once in 10 days store of all sorts of wine. Yet for all this required not I the bread of the governor, because the bondage was heavy upon this people. Think upon me, my God, for good, according to all that I have done for this people.
Why would he give his life for someone so unworthy? Why would he face the shame and sorrow for me? Knowing he would be forsaken by his own father. That's what my Savior did. That's why I love him so. I want the world to know. Jesus gave his all for me on a cruel, cruel tree. Paid the debt for sin he didn't do. I will love him and serve him no matter what the cost. For he gave his all for me that day on the cross. So many times I have failed my precious Savior, been discouraged by the cares of this old world. But through his blood I know my sins are forgiven. Oh, what amazing grace he's shown to you and me. Someday his face I'll see. Jesus gave his all for me on a cruel, cruel tree. Paid the debt for sin he didn't do. I will love him and serve him no matter what the cost. For he gave all for me that day on the cross. I will love him and serve him no matter what the cost. For he gave his all for me that day on.
He gave his life for me that day on the cross. That's Brother Jeff Talbert there, part of the Primitive Quartet, and that's a good song. Joe Lester wrote that one, and it's a good one. Well, folk, we're going to take a little short break, follow the break, come back in, have you some more great gospel music, stay around, be back right after this.